really what the word was, the Gallic, what they call it here. And the Russian Stavrovian would, and they hit him so that it announced when they saw that he was unconscious, they went, they threw him down in the hall, because the hall was between the two apartments. And when we heard that he came down, we were the happiest people in the world. And then we tried to do everything in our power to make him feel comfortable. A few days later, the Austrian soldiers came in and they took over the town. And about a week later, they announced that anybody that wants to leave town has the right to leave town. And the army will take him to the station that was about 50 miles away, to a town where the railroad came. And most of the people left town. We left town with, we had my mother and the six children, because Rachel was already now in Sharishpatak. And we went, it was the family, and also was Tante Slavta and Moshe, the two children, Moshe and Yossel. We came to the town, after we came to the train took us to Sharishpatak. We came there, I recall right now, we came there at night, must have been about 12 o'clock at night or so, and when we went off the train, it was, the station was not the station like we have today. It was pebbles with stones with all the citadels. Razor ran around the whole town. Nobody, the whole town, nobody was in because we were what they called the Galiciana. And they claimed that all Galiciana, this was in Hungary, that all Galiciana are dirty, and they didn't let nobody in. One family let us in, and we slept over there, and then she got somewhere a room there, and we stood there a couple of days. After that, the government sent us to Prague. Prague, when we came to Prague, the government had, like, New York, we had the Madison Square Garden. They had a place, that, and from there, they took and they sent families all different parts of Czechoslovakia. We came to a town of the name of Mieszek. And this here town was about 3.5 hours ride from Prague. And we came to that town, there was a shul, a large shul, which they took all the refugees, and must have been approximately 100 people, and they put them into this shul, and they brought us in food and everything. And about a couple of days later, the people, there was very few Jews there. There was those Jews that lived there, they didn't know what meant to be an Orthodox person, because they knew they were Jews, but they didn't know what meant to be an Orthodox. They went, they tried their best to put us into different homes. We lived, I recall, like today, we lived in a room there where we had a garden in the back, and we used to get tickets for flour, for food, that's like over here, flour and bread. Each person received like a pound of bread a week, and we worked in a hurry. We were six ourselves, my mother was seven. We had like eight breads in the house, and each one, everybody used to say that me, that, in other words, Jake eats more than everybody else. One time I went on a strike, I said, from now on I'm going to eat my own bread. And the really thing was that